Welcome, welcome to another episode of In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, your enthusiastic guide on this journey into the intricate world of academic research. Today we've got something pretty fascinating lined up, and it involves a subject as mysterious and daunting as the cosmos itself, black holes. Now, those of you who are fans of space geekery, like me, will know there's always something new cooking in the realm of black holes. So let's dive right in, shall we? Today, we're going to talk about a paper by István Rácz titled A Simple Proof of the Recent Generalizations of Hawking's Black Hole Topology Theorem. Quite a mouthful, right? But exciting nonetheless. First, a bit of history. Black holes. Ah, these cosmic vacuum cleaners. They are often perceived as these mysterious regions from which nothing, not even light, can escape. And rightfully so. They're fascinatingly complex. Stephen Hawking, back in the 1970s, worked on this profound theorem, the black hole topology theorem. It suggested that the cross sections of an apparent horizon in a four-dimensional space-time are topologically two spheres. You could think of it like the shape of a bubble enclosing these cosmic enigma regions. And why is this important? Well, mathematically speaking, it says that a black hole can be wrapped with this spherical boundary, which is kind of neat because it gives us a sense of structure amidst the swirling chaos of space-time. So what's going on with István Rácz's work? This paper takes the intriguing concept a step further. It's about a recent generalization of that very theorem to include black holes in higher dimensions. This is super cool because it breaks the traditional understanding limited to four dimensions, tying it all the way up to modern theories involving extra spatial dimensions, which some physicists believe exist. Now here's the core question or problem that the paper is addressing. How to provide a simpler proof of these generalizations, and why is this significant, you ask? My friend, the simpler the proof, the more accessible the understanding and applicability. This sheds light on areas of theoretical physics that perhaps were shadowed by overly complex mathematics. Anyway, what Rácz has cleverly done is simplify the proof of these generalizations, making them more palatable, while also broadening the range of their applications. So, do you feel the excitement? Okay. So how exactly does István Rácz do this simplification? Well, first off, he looks at the idea of trapped surfaces. Imagine you're caught in a jungle, and the more you move, the more entangled you get. Similarly, in a black hole, a trapped surface means that even if light tries to escape, it's pulled back, which defines the boundary of the black hole. Rácz goes on to show that with Einstein's equations in higher dimensional spaces, one can determine the properties of these black holes using something called the Yamabe invariant. This is instead of relying on the Euler characteristic traditionally used in four dimensions. How neat is that, right? Ah, this brings us to some key findings that are crucial here. Rácz points out that in any dimension higher than four, the topology of these horizons changes, but the Yamabe invariant helps protect the fundamental truths Hawking's original proposition presented. Basically, it helps us understand the stability and properties of black holes without getting lost in a jungle of complex numbers and mathematical symbols. But let's pause. You know, one funny thing I remember. Did you know that black holes apparently have hair? Not literally, of course, but in the academic lingo, hair refers to extra information that could theoretically describe them, such as mass, electric charge, and angular momentum. It's all pretty weird, but incredibly fascinating. Sorry, I digress a little. So, with less mathematical clutter, scientists can better understand these cosmic entities' stability and behaviors through Rácz's proof, which, you guessed it, is crucial for further exploring cosmological models, higher dimensional theories, and yes, probably wormholes too, if they do exist. An important takeaway? This paper isn't the last word on black holes. It's meant to simplify our current understanding, offering a clearer lens, and yet, there's still so much we don't know, which is quite thrilling, isn't it? All right, folks, that's a wrap on today's episode of In Depth with Academia. I hope you enjoyed our cosmic exploration into the incredible intricacies of black hole topology and István Rácz's work. Remember, these academic papers are stepping stones for exploration. They offer insights, not ultimate truths. So let's keep questioning, exploring, and marveling at the universe's wonders. Until next time, this is Richard Price signing off. Cheers to curiosity.